Just north of Boston is a city nearly as old. Malden, Massachusetts was settled just a decade after Boston was, all the way back in 1640. Thanks to the Mystic River that separates it from Somerville and Boston to the south, Malden locals referred to it for a very long time as simply the Mystic Side. The Sandy Bank Burial Ground, right there next to the Malden River, welcomed its first long-term resident around 1648, and many followed after that. People were dying to get in, I guess you could say. But if you try to picture the graveyard in your mind, don't arrange it in neat and tidy rows, like the cemeteries of our modern world. It's a little bit crooked, a little bit ancient, and a little bit creepy. And maybe that's to be expected for a graveyard situated on the Mystic Side. According to local legend, at least one of the burial ground's occupants had trouble staying put. In the 1700s, there was apparently a man in town who loved to experiment with chemicals in his home laboratory. Neighbors often complained of the noxious steam that drifted out of his windows, and more than a few passerbyers choked on the fumes. As neighbors are so very good at doing, they complained about the chemist. Not that the man himself cared, mind you. In his view, he was doing true scientific work, and all that effort had finally paid off. So when his last moments of life came a few years later, he made a chilling prediction to the few who had gathered around his deathbed. "In my life," he told them, "I have differed from other men, and by the foul fiend, I will continue different after I am dead. My flesh is not common flesh like yours. I will never rot." It was a cryptic thing to say because there are so many possible meanings. He could have been suggesting that he would never truly die, or maybe that his corpse would refuse to rot and decay like the rest of humanity. Either way, it was a bold declaration from a man that everyone wished would just go away. In his own way, he was telling them all not to hold their breath. But he did die, and was soon buried in his family tomb. It's the sort that you might imagine in an old horror film, where a stone chamber is built into the side of a hill, buried in soil, and accessible only by an iron door. His coffin was placed inside, and the neighborhood released a collective sigh of relief. It was nice to breathe easy again, after all. The legend doesn't give a reason, but some years later, a medical student crept into the cemetery and broke into the old man's tomb. He'd heard the stories from others in town, and that made him wonder, had the old man's prediction really come true? And if so, how? When he got inside, he found that the old man's corpse had indeed refused to decay. No rot, no peeling flesh, no putrefaction. It had, though, turned brown, and according to this medical student, rather hard. Whatever chemicals the old man had exposed himself to, they'd done the trick. His body had refused to rot. Wanting to know why, this medical student is said to have taken a bone saw from his bag, and then slowly, methodically, removed the old man's head. With the pale light of the flickering lantern behind him, he gripped his trophy by the hair and began to lower it into a sack. And that's when he heard the voices. It was as if someone else was in the cold chamber with him, whispering softly in the corner. He turned toward the sound, but nothing was there. Nothing, that is, except for the other coffins. But rather than fade away, the sounds grew. Whispers became moans, and then wails, and then horrific cries. Shadows began to swirl through the chamber, around and above him, some black as night, others a sickly green color. All of it was enough to frighten the man out of his mind. He tossed the head on the floor of the chamber and bolted through the open door into the night, heading home as fast as his legs could carry him. And with that, the episode ended. Months passed. Sometimes neighborhood children would cautiously push the iron door open slightly, and then squeal at the vision of the severed head sitting on the chamber floor. Even by the light of the noonday sun, it was a frightful experience. One that was hard to forget, and even harder to keep private. As a result, word spread. And that's the power of folklore, after all. It spreads like a low-burning fire, consuming rational thought, and filling a community with a feeling of wonder or horror. or dread. It rarely lets go once it's taken a hold of you. In fact, given enough time, folklore can build up quite a head of steam, and the story of the old chemist is one of those tales. One last bit of the legend. According to the story, a local man was bathing in the Malden River in 1825, just west of the graveyard near the Medford Street Bridge. And while he was there, buck naked in the cold water, he glanced up the eastern bank where he could see the edge of the Sandy Bank burial ground and the front door of the old chemist's tomb. And that's when the door moved. It opened, and then, as if stumbling slowly between one world and the next, a man walked out. The bathing man was horrified, and he bolted out of the river with a cry. He didn't even bother to grab his clothes. He simply ran as fast as he could, straight into town and down the streets in full view of the public. I doubt it's the first historical record of a streaker, but I'm sure it made quite the impression nonetheless. The figure who had stumbled out of the tomb, however, was just a man. No ghost, no undead corpse, no vengeful spirit looking for his head. Just a local drunk who had found his way inside the night before and curled up in a corner to sleep it off. Whether or not the tale of the chemist was true, it's hard to ignore a story with the power to send a man screaming naked down the street. Sometimes folklore is significant for the history it preserves, and other times, for the mark it leaves behind. And that, my friends, is the naked truth.